Emily Windsnap and the Siren's Secret by Liz Kessler. Read by Finty Williams. All through the sunny, blue, sweet hours I swim and glide in waters green. Never by day the mournful shores by me are seen. But when the gloom is on the wave, a shell unto the shore I bring, and then upon the rocks I sit and plaintive sing. From The Moonchild by Fiona MacLeod. Prologue. It wasn't a night for going out, not unless you had to. Sharp tunnels of wind whistled and shrieked around every corner. Trees bowed and shook and broke. Rain splattered viciously down at the pavements. Out at sea, it was even worse. On the water, the storm had turned swells into walls the size of tower blocks. Waves foamed hungrily like giant, rabid dogs. Anyone who knew about the sea knew this meant one thing. Neptune was angry. And anyone wild or crazy or brave enough to be out on such a night might have seen two figures in the distance, way out at sea, way beyond safe. A man leaned out from his fishing boat, calling to a woman in the water below him. "Take it! Take it! Keep it close!" "What is it?" the woman called back, shouting to be heard over the thunderous waves. The man shook his head. "I can't hear you." Leaning further out, he added, "When it's safe again, find me."
"How?"
she called, panic hitting her as hard as the waves.